Scheduling tasks. Once you've broken your projects down into tasks, it's time to schedule them. It's important to put these tasks in your calendar rather than working directly from a to-do list. Scheduling them further reduces the need for analysis during the flow of your workday. Also, because you're always adding new tasks to your to-do list, if you work directly from a list, there's not much sense of progress because you never complete the whole thing. When your tasks are scheduled into your calendar, you have a feeling of accomplishment and of being done at the end of each day. Scheduling your day in a detailed way also enables you to be more present. At any given moment, you'll know exactly what you should be doing, and this goes for both work and play. Maintain a running list of tasks that you'll review when deciding which tasks you'll take on for the week. You can use a digital task list, such as Google Calendar's task list, or a note app such as Evernote or a small paper notebook. During the week, whenever a new task comes up, you can quickly add it to your running task list, let it go, and get back to what you were doing. Guidelines for successful scheduling. Set up a time once a week when you'll schedule the forthcoming week. Make a list of all the tasks from your goal breakdown that you'll be doing this week. Add to your list items from your running task list that you'll tackle, plus all other necessary work and life tasks for the week. Add in sweetness practices. One of your tasks will always be schedule next week. Add tasks to your calendar. Now for the calendar part. You must have either a paper calendar or a digital calendar. Go through your list of tasks for this week and put a star next to the items you want to prioritize, specifically the tasks that are most important to achieving your goals and facilitating your well life. The starred tasks will go into your calendar first, before it fills up. This is how sweetness moves to the forefront of your life and goals get accomplished. As you schedule the tasks on your list for this week, be sure to set both a start time and an end time. One of the most common impediments to healthy structure is undefined end times. If you don't contain them, your tasks tend to sprawl and consume as much time as you have available. Analyze your task list thoughtfully. Putting all these tasks into an already full calendar can feel overwhelming, but we're not asking you to work harder. We're simply suggesting that planning can bring you peace of mind. We're asking you to adopt a new way of structuring your life, where you'll gain time by reducing inefficiency, and you'll gain energy and inspiration by prioritizing sweetness. If you're feeling that you literally have too many tasks and not enough time, it's okay to move some tasks out to the next week. But please ask yourself if there's anything you're devoting time to that doesn't nourish you on some level, get you closer to your goals, or make your life run smoothly. If you need to work to earn money, this is something that makes your life run smoothly. The same goes for picking up your children from school and walking the dog. We suggest removing any tasks that don't qualify. Next, go through your list and ask yourself if there's a way to get tasks accomplished with less investment of time and/or energy. Could you get groceries delivered to your house instead of shopping? Are there any tasks you could delegate to someone else? If so, try it out. Your tasks are agreements. Once you have your tasks in your calendar, think of them as agreements with yourself. Not only will these agreements keep your life working and advance your goals, they will also help you build self-trust and personal power. Treat these agreements with respect, as we explained in Chapter 4. Stay conscious of what you've agreed to. If you anticipate that you won't be able to keep an agreement, communicate ahead of time, and look for ways to make it work and avoid a loss of trust. Clean up broken agreements, and don't make more agreements than you can handle. We strongly recommend that you create a ritual around planning. We'll explain how to do this later in the chapter, which will help it become a more integrated, positive part of your life structure. In order to accomplish big things while maintaining a clean mental space, planning must become an integral part of your life. There's no reason to dread it. It can be enjoyable and will actually help you feel lighter. As soon as events change and the plan you've been working from needs modification, you'll likely feel a certain sense of unease until you check in and update the plan. It might be a very subtle feeling that's easy to ignore, but when you have major plans, the unease can feel quite strong. If you feel off, check in with your plan. Is something out of sync? Have you broken an agreement? Do you have a need that isn't being met? Revise the plan and/or your attitude. Clarity always feels good. It takes practice, but you'll get better with time, and as you experience its value, this will boost your enthusiasm to stick with it.